it's really, really critically important for this part of Ireland in particular, because sheep and suckler farming is the mainstay of agriculture in the west of Ireland in particular. Look, we're hearing things there, and it's in the programme for government as far as I can see. And hopefully, like, we'll get a front-loaded system of payments on sheep and suckler, because the suckler is in serious decline. There's over 400,000 cows has left the industry in the last 5 or 6 years, and if it gets much lower, it won't be sustainable. So it has to be taking the bull by the horns, and it has to be properly funded for farmers to keep keeping their suckler cows and keeping a good farming system going here in the west of Ireland, was highly necessary in the conditions we have and the weather and climate and everything else. So I would be hopeful that, you know, there will be some movement on that. It looks like there's a bit of a change since the last government, and it looks a bit more positive. But look, hopefully farming will be considered more than it has been so in the past. And, you know, next week now we'll have a better understanding of what's happening when we have the new EU Commissioner for Agriculture, Christopher Hansen, coming into the Farm Centre Thursday. So we'll see what is happening out there as well in relation to CAP and rewetting and, you know, all these issues, nature restoration, Mercosur and all of these things, which are huge threats to this region. And we have no information really and totally about all of these things yet. So hopefully we'll get information about that.